Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Morning, friends. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023. Welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Special Agent Darren Mott. And before we get to the news this morning, a couple quick things. I kind of went off the grid this weekend, went and met some high school friends for a little mini reunion for a variety of reasons, and so didn't really pay much attention. I came back today hoping that, hey, maybe cybercrime will be solved and there'll be no news articles. I can come on here and say, hey, we're good for this. We're good for today. Everything's good to go. Sadly, it does not. I have 6 articles that we're going to talk about today, and we will read them together, and you'll get a little cyber news with a lot of education and a lot of opinion. The other thing is I'm very tired. Haven't slept much, so if I'm missing things, if I sound drunk, that might be the reason. And the last thing I want to say is Friday I did a quick episode. Friday I tried to do a deep dive on something that was on, that particular deep dive was on phone scams and stuff. That was a horrible episode. If you haven't listened to it, just go ahead and delete it and don't listen to it. That was a bad one, and I want to apologize for the lack of quality on that one. So let's get right into it, because there's 6 articles. I want to, again, keep this to about 10 minutes, maybe probably 13, because we want to be here for, you got it, a good time, not a long time. All right, Krebs on security, FBI hacker drops stolen Airbus data on 9/11. Now, this one caught my attention because FBI hacker, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to be talking about that one. So in December 2022, Krebs on security broke the news that a cyber criminal using the handle USDOD had infiltrated the FBI's vetted information sharing network, InfraGuard, and was selling the contact information for all 80,000 members, of which I was one of those. Good times. The FBI responded by re-verifying InfraGuard members and by seizing the cybercrime forum where the data was being sold. Yay there, there's a win. But on September 11th, 2023, USDOD resurfaced after a lengthy absence to leak sensitive employee data stolen from the aerospace giant Aerobus, while promising to visit the same treatment on top U.S. defense contractors. This particular news episode for my friends here in Huntsville is going to be highly focused on the U.S. defense contracting industry, because there's another article coming up that, actually the next one, has to do with that. So the clear defense community is in the crosshairs of criminal hackers and nation state hackers. So I say all that again to be aware of what these threats are and that they're out there and they're targeting you. I'm not going to read more into this article. It's pretty lengthy. I can take that back. It's not really that lengthy, but I don't want to read the whole thing because who cares? But you can certainly go and find that particular article and actually and read more about it. If there's anything else on here, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff, but you can certainly go read it. It Krebs on security. But that's the main part of that, because I wanted to talk about clear defense contractors are always in the crosshairs, but even more so now. And cybersecurity, a big thing, and the majority of clear defense contractors are very small, medium-sized businesses, so they're easy to get into. And that leads to my second article from darkreading.com, Terra Seals reporting. China ICS cyber onslaught aimed at gaining kinetic warfare advantage. So China's onslaught of cyber attacks on critical infrastructure is likely a contingency move designed to gain a strategic advantage in the event of kinetic warfare, according to the U.S. Department of Defense. That is absolutely true. Not a big surprise, especially if you're in this world. The agency's 2023 cyber strategy released this week flagged an uptick in state-sponsored cybercrime from the People's Republic of China, specifically against sensitive targets that could have an in effect on military response in order to counter U.S. conventional military. Okay, whatever. So I this one is just interesting simply because, obviously, now this is not new. I will say that probably the 2022 cyber strategy, 2021 cyber strategy, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, go as far back as you want, all had something about cybercrime and the People's Republic of China. Now, here's the kicker. It's not cybercrime per se. It's cyber espionage, really, because what the People's Republic of China is doing two things: stealing intellectual property and trying to infiltrate its way into critical infrastructure. And that could be the electrical grid, the communication grid, the financial grid, for the whole reason of if we go to a kinetic war where guns are being shot, bombs are being dropped, they're going to use cyber warfare as part of that capability, which is not a surprise. That's what Russia is doing in the Ukraine. So again, I say all this to say, if you're in the clear defense community, you need to harden your defenses, find people that will help keep your stuff safe. I mean, I work for an entity that provides cybersecurity services for small and medium businesses at no cost. So there's things out there that can help you with this. So go look for them, find them. This stuff is coming. It's coming bad, and be aware of it. And if you want to read more of this, the Dark Reading This is the dark reading article in the list of articles in the show notes. This one, you put TikTok in the title, pretty much I'm going to read it. So Bleeping News, Lawrence Abrams reporting, TikTok flooded by Elon Musk cryptocurrency giveaway scams. Genius. Whichever cybercrime group came up with this, freaking genius. So TikTok is flooded by a surge of fake cryptocurrency giveaways posted to the video sharing platform, with almost all the videos pretending to be themes based on Elon Musk, Tesla, or SpaceX. People are gullible online, especially people on TikTok. TikTok is a horrible platform. If you are using it, if your kids are using it, then you are basically asking for trouble in one way or another. In this case, it has to do with a fake cryptocurrency giveaway that is scamming all sorts of people. The scammers set up hundreds of websites that pretend to be crypto exchanges or giveaway sites that prompt users to register an account to receive free cryptocurrency. However, as expected, these scams simply steal any deposited crypto, with the users receiving nothing in return. While you would think that most people would see through these scams, they have been incredibly successful in the past. Why? Because people don't understand threats targeting them. They don't assess their risk. Millions of dollars have been lost from these type of scams. And actually, cryptocurrency and investment scams is the number one online cybercrime now for 2022. So this is now obviously big in the TikTok world because of the popularity of TikTok. Bad criminals are going to go where people are who are going to fall for this crap. So there's videos posted hourly that contain a deepfake video of Elon Musk being interviewed on Fox News promoting a fake cryptocurrency giveaway. Now here is, you know, obviously this is going to be the downside to AI, right? The ability to create fake videos that look real and people are going to believe them because they see stuff on the internet. So again, another reason not to have TikTok, but that being said, we will see these on Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, all that stuff as well. TikTok is just kind of the basic of this for right now. So if you are in the cryptocurrency world, if you know people who are trying to invest in cryptocurrency, just understand that these scams are out there and you need to do due diligence to make sure you're not getting compromised and scammed. So, all right, hackernews.com. North Korea's Lazarus Group suspected in 31 million CoinEx heists. CoinEx, another cryptocurrency thing. So from the article, and this has, I love the Hacker News stuff because they put diagrams that explain how this happened with intelligence. So if you're not subscribed to the Hacker News, do it today. So the North Korea affiliated Lazarus Group, who is very good at what they do, has stolen nearly $240 million in cryptocurrency since June 2023. June 2023, people, was 3 months ago. $240 million, marking a significant escalation in its hacks. According to multiple reports from Certik, Elliptic, and ZackCBT, the infamous hacking group is said to be suspected behind the theft of $31 million in digital assets from the CoinEx exchange on September 12th. 2023. So let's see what this says, how they got in. It does show that the blockchain analytics firm said the latest attacks are an indication that the adversarial collective is shifting its focus from decentralized services to centralized ones, the latter of which were its targets prior to 2020. The pivot is likely motivated by improvements in smart contract auditing and development standards in the DeFi space and increased access offering a centralized exchange via social engineering attacks. So again, using social engineering to get access to people's accounts and then basically pulling the money out of it. Again, the point here is if you're in the cryptocurrency world, I mean, if you've got cryptocurrency, don't store it online in a hot wallet. You need to store it in cold storage, download it onto a thumb drive so you have access to it. So short article, go find it. You can read more about it. From scmedia.com, this is Steve Zuri reporting. Black Cat HV reporting encrypted more than 100 MGM ESXi hypervisors. So as we know, MGM got hacked last week, and what we're seeing now is more and more of the depth and breadth of this particular intrusion. And all they did to get in was found a LinkedIn profile of an employee, called a help desk at a third party, and were able to change the password, got in, pivoted off, and did all sorts of bad stuff. You're not going to tool your way out of these problems in the sense that if you have EDR and you have all sorts of firewalls in place, this didn't stop it. So, you know, be aware. Again, this is just for everybody to learn. Everybody, and I'm going to keep bringing up MGM because it's been in the news for a week. It's going to probably continue for a little while longer, that bad stuff is happening. And the hackers don't have to be have to use complicated methodologies to do that. So I will say you could probably ignore this article. I don't know why I picked it, quite frankly. I thought this was not the one I chose, but here we are with it. So skip that one. That kind of sucks. So never mind that one. Okay. And the last one from Security Affairs. I'm already at 10 minutes. Klop gang stolen data from major North Carolina hospitals. Yeah, that is not good. This is Parlugi Paganini reporting. Researchers at healthcare technology firm Nuance blame the Glop gang for a series of cyber thefts at major North Carolina hospitals. This is becoming a recurring theme where healthcare is being targeted with ransomware and data being stolen. So the Microsoft-owned healthcare technology firm Nuance revealed that the Glop extortion gang has stolen personal data on major North Carolina hospitals as part of its Progress Move It transfer campaign. So Glop is using flaws and vulnerabilities in the Move It file transfer application to get access to companies that still use it. MoveIt Transfer is managed file transfer that is used by enterprises to securely transfer files using SFTP, SCP, and HTTP-based uploads. The Klop ransomware gang was credited by Microsoft for the campaign that exploited a zero-day vulnerability, which has been identified and patched, as well as two other vulnerabilities that have been identified and patched, but people still are not patching, and so it's making it easy for bad guys to get in. So I say all this to say, if you are in healthcare, take a look at what you're using for data transfer, and if you're using MoveIt, you need to patch it. You need to patch everything, but this is obviously becoming a big issue, and hospitals are basically, everything I'm seeing, are kind of the number one targeted industry right now by ransomware guys who don't longer care about stopping hacking at healthcare entities. So bad stuff there. So that is going to do it for this morning's morning news update. Again, all these articles, you can read more about them in the show notes. If you have thoughts, comments, questions on the podcast, email me, hit my LinkedIn, find me on Instagram, which sucks, or find me on Facebook and my Substack. So find all those things. Just type in the cyber guy, use cyber, C-Y-B-U-R. I'm going to be at the National Cyber Summit here in Huntsville all week with my podcast stuff, recording interviews with people that are there. So that'll be on the Cyber Guy podcast coming up, so you can look for that. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen, download, subscribe, and tell others. Just know that knowledge is protection. That's why I do this. I want to help people know what's out there so they can protect themselves, not become a victim. Because if we can understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk, proceed wisely. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We will talk again tomorrow morning.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com. Or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.